Don't miss the world's premier Christian Counseling Conference event, the 2025 AACC United World Conference. It has sold out the last 10 times in a row, and this one is shaping up to be the best one ever. Returning to the magnificent Opryland Hotel in Nashville, September 2025. With amazing plenary experts, over 50 leading pre-con workshops, over 25 counseling and recovery tracks, and over 175 clinical, academic, and biblical workshops, so you can tailor the conference to meet your personal and professional goals. This year's World Conference features world-leading and dynamic experts like Kurt Thompson, Henry Cloud, Tyler Vanderweel, Harold Koenig, Tim Timberlake, Gary Chapman, Daniel Amen, Lisa Turkhurst, Jenny Allen, Tim and Zach Clinton, and so much more. Enjoy incredible praise and worship with special guests, Chris Tomlin, Katie Nicole, and Micah Tyler. I see grace. Hallelujah, I stand amazed. Make plans to attend now. The World Conference has sold out the last 10 times in a row with nearly 7,000 counselors and mental health and ministry leaders from all 50 states and 40 different countries represented. Register now for the best savings at worldconference.net. That's worldconference.net. The 2025 AACC United World Conference. See you in September.
Welcome to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. And on behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help AACC equip the church and provide Christian mental health care to those in need, visit AACCFoundation.org to donate. Your gift will ensure that this program and your station remain on the air. Now, let's join our host, Dr. Tim Clinton.
You're listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, co-host alongside my son, Dr. Zach Clinton. Today, I'll be sharing a conversation I had a while back with American Christian singer-songwriter Laura Story. Let's go there now.
Well, I'm currently in Pensacola, Florida at an Extraordinary Women Conference. Just a few hundred feet away from where we are right now, there's a sold-out event packed full of energetic women, all walks of life, Christian denominations, worshiping God, being encouraged by great godly women, speakers. Yes, we're at the Marcus Point Baptist Church, and I have now with me one of the special speakers from our weekend. It's Laura Story. Laura's a Bible teacher, worship leader, Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, best-selling author. You know her from her music, especially the song Blessings, which was certified gold. I think that means over 500,000 copies were sold in 2011. Laura's music, her writing, show God's love and grace intersecting with real life, and that despite of our questions or tough circumstances, he's the ultimate author of our story. In 2021, Laura published her most recent book. It's entitled So Long Normal, Living and Loving the Free Fall of Faith. That book is going to be the focus of our conversation today. Laura has a graduate degree from Covenant Theological Seminary, has served as a worship leader at Perimeter Church in Atlanta since 2005. Her greatest joy as being a wife to Martin and the mother to Josie, Ben, Griffin, and I like this name, Timothy. I don't know where you're at or what you're going through right now, but I know this, God does, and I'm going to encourage you to do something. Turn that radio up. You don't want to miss this broadcast.
Thank you. What a privilege to get to be on your show today.
You know, you and I were talking off mic a little bit, and I know you got a special story about Dr. Dobson. Well,
and it actually has to do with Timothy. So my husband and I, and I'm sure we'll get into this as we talk, our story has been different than what we expected. And there were some parts of our story that we thought for a while was going to kind of prohibit us from having children. But, you know, God's plans are always greater and more wonderful than ours. And we ended up having a daughter, and then we had twin boys. And then we were praying about having one more. And my husband said, "No way, Jose." And I said, you know, I said, "I don't know, Martin. It just feels like we should." And so we took a weekend that both of us were going to pray about it. And I really was kind of back and forth. Anyway, so I was traveling that weekend, and I usually have a kid with me in tow when I travel, as I do today. Uh-huh. But that weekend, it was just me. And so I had a lot of time to pray and think. And I was leading music for a dinner. I don't even remember where I was, but I'm sitting at the table of kind of guests that were helping with the event. And lo and behold, I am sitting next to Dr. James Dobson. I look at the little, place card and I thought, okay, Lord, if I ever wanted a chance to, first, I'd never met him before, but I thought, isn't this God's sense of humor that I'm trying to make this enormous decision in the life of our family? And I'm sitting next to the man who is maybe one of the most notable for family counsel. And so I just said, "Dr. Dobson, we just need to get right to the point. My name's Laura. We need to get right to the point here. My husband and I are praying through this." And he said, if you and your husband feel that tug in your heart, children are a blessing from the Lord. Uh-huh. And I went home and I was ready to surrender and submit there. And I walk in the door and Martin said, "I really feel like I've heard from the Lord that we should have another child." Uh-huh. And I said, "Well, I heard from James Dobson that we should." So between God and Dr. Dobson, we probably should do it.
Thus Timothy.
Thus Timothy, yes.
And you know, it's what I love about the name Timothy is it means honoring God.
Mm.
It's a beautiful name.
Yeah.
Laura, let's go way back. Want to introduce you in a special way to our listeners. Little girls have dreams.
Mm.
Cinderella dreams.
Yeah.
And more. What was it like for you growing up? South Carolina, right?
Yeah, I had a fairly uneventful childhood in the most wonderful way possible. I have older sister, younger brother. We were raised in Spartanburg, South Carolina. My dad was a physician there and served just such an honorable, hardworking man. And my mom led Bible studies there. It was really a wonderful childhood. I was involved in orchestra. I went on to college and studied string bass, and then once the Lord just began to direct my life towards ministry, transferred to a Bible college in Columbia, South Carolina, and graduated from there. And after about a year of got reconnected to my high school sweetheart named Martin, who I'm married to now. And then we ended up landing, about a year after we got married, landed at Perimeter Church, which is where I've been serving for the past almost 17 years.
Kind of one of those special, I mean that in the best way, normal, everyday lives.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's something about normal that just gets wired deep inside of us, isn't it? There's something beautiful, predictable, and if you like control...
Yes.
It's really good.
Yes.
Laura, but as stories unfold, we know they take a lot of twists and turns, and yours did.
Hmm.
If you don't mind just sharing a little bit about what happened.
Not at all. So we had been married for about a year when we began to notice Martin having some memory issues and even some just energy level issues. So he had been an athlete in high school and college. And so for him to be just getting tired all the time and having trouble getting motivated about things, we knew it really wasn't normal for him. And after years of having some testing, Martin was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And so we began the process of figuring out, okay, so what do we need to do? And had surgery, and probably about a month and a half after finding out the initial news, and then he was in the hospital for about 3 months after the surgery. He had some complications. The surgery ended up being more serious than what they had initially thought. So Martin was finally discharged from the hospital 3 months later. But where we had kind of assumed, okay, they're going to remove the tumor, we're going to get back to life as normal, we found ourselves in a very anything but normal situation where Martin had all of these lingering effects from the tumor, from the surgery, from complications. And so we began the journey that now we kind of refer to as Martin's brain injury. And so we've been living with these limitations, with his vision, limitations with his memory, and really a handful of other issues that have resulted from the brain injury. And we're learning, you know, we limp along and we thrive, and we're learning that you can somehow limp and thrive all at once. But yeah, it's definitely been an interesting journey.
My sister Candace, my younger kid sister, Candy, was involved in a car accident when I was 16, she was 14 years old. And in that, she suffered a TBI, traumatic brain injury. And she was comatose for like 28 days in the hospital. And through that, you know, my eyes were open. I became like basically a parent in a lot of ways. I helped take care of her. But I remember so much changed. She was able to come out of it and began to heal, but had a lot of scar tissue and things like that for her. So she became a controlled epileptic, et cetera. But there were changes, Laura, a lot of changes, personality changes, things like that. And she had to relearn life all over again. Laura, for you guys, what changed? What was probably the most difficult part of the journey?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. You even say what changed. We had been married less than 2 years when it happened. So it's hard for me to even think about the fact that most of our married life has been with Martin with a brain injury. But what changed, man, everything changed. Everything from just his limitations now. We take longer, basic things. He takes longer to do. With a memory deficit, it makes friendships complicated. Because of his vision deficit, he's unable to drive. Because of just overall body fatigue, he's unable to work full time. So for him, and you know, I don't want to tell.
Very frustrating for him.
Oh, yes. And very much, I think, especially for men, finding so much identity in work, finding so much identity in independence, in an ability to provide for your family, for your wife. At the time, it was just providing for me. And for me, where I had grown up, again, in a wonderful home, but my dad was the breadwinner. My mom stayed at home with the kids, and it was hard for me to visualize what family could look like with me being a working mom. And so I felt like every paradigm we had of what marriage and family was supposed to look like had been shattered by his brain injury.
Laura, in the midst of all of it, you no doubt wrestled with God. I'm thinking about Dr. Dobbs's book, When God Doesn't Make Sense. There are a lot of times in life when we get to that point where we stare at the wall. We wonder about his goodness and grace. And somewhere, God did something down inside of your heart because you gave a gift. Or I'll say God gave a gift to us through you in a song called Blessings. Tell us a little bit about how all that tied together.
So the song Blessings, I remember exactly where I was, and I was driving through Birmingham, Alabama, and I think I was on I-20. I just remember being on a big interstate, and my husband and I, at that point, we had began to be asked by churches and different groups to come and for me to play songs and share our story. Back when I made reference to me feeling called to ministry and going to Bible college, you know, anyone that prepares for ministry, they think that ministry will look a certain way. They have some sort of paradigm. And for us, we were being introduced to this idea that ministry isn't so much this thing that you join in on or go out and do based on what you know from the Bible, as much as it is offering your life and stewarding well what God is calling you to walk through. So what we were doing at the time was just this weird version of ministry where it wasn't that we had surrendered our problems to God. He had fixed them, and now we were going around telling the world about it. We were very much limping through it. And at the same time, God was asking us to go to different places and share about this. So as I was in my car that day, it was probably around 11 o'clock at night, with Martin being unable to drive, he was taking a nap in the seat next to me. And it was just that quiet moment of reflecting on, this looks so different than what I expected. This looks so different than anything I dreamed of as a kid, or even as a newlywed. But God has shown up in our story, in our marriage, in our future plans, in a way that I never imagined, in a way where I've seen His faithfulness, where I've seen His provision, possibly in a greater way, in a more extraordinary way than I would have if He had left us in that ordinary life that I really was wanting. And so that's where, as I began to, and still be very honest about the doubts and fears that I had, that's when I began to write the song Blessings, even just sitting in the car. And we finally got to the hotel, and I jotted more of the ideas down on a napkin or a bank receipt, whatever I found in the car right there. And so before it was, and it's so humbling for you to say that it was a blessing to you or to the church as a whole. It began just as a means for me to process how God truly does do incredible things when we surrender our brokenness to Him.
You know, Laura, I taught on suffering, helped people through anger, confusion, times of loss in life. And I think we all get at some point to a place where it's like Job, you just sit back and wonder about it all. And there's something about all of this coming together into one place. Then somebody has a gift and puts it to music, to song. And those songs, you never know where you're at or where you're going through. Something triggers inside of you, and God uses it in a special way. I want to go to that right now. I don't know where you're at, what you're doing right now, but I know God does. And I hope you appreciate a little bit of the song Blessings.
'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise?
Our special in-studio guest is Laura Story, and we're talking about her life journey, what God's been doing in and through her. That song, Blessings, is one of those songs, Laura, that just, again, does something deep down in your soul. It kind of reframes life, doesn't it?
Well, I'd say it wasn't one of those songs where, and I don't know how it is for other songwriters. I'm sure there are people out there that study something from God's word, and then they have mastered enough to put it in song form to bless everyone else with it. But for me, I wrote it just with these ideas that I was grappling with. It was so raw, and it was the truths and the promises of God that He knew that I needed to be singing night after night. That song, I can't tell you how big a part it played in my own healing.
Laura, earlier in the broadcast, you had mentioned you're going to share a little story with us about your husband and the kids.
Yeah. Well, honestly, it's not even so much a story as probably the biggest thing that we've learned over the past couple of years. It took a lot of faith for us to have children, even with my husband having a disability. I think at first, both of us thought that just wasn't in the cards for us. But God had not taken that desire away. And so we began to pray about what might this look like for us to start a family. And clearly, once we started, we had four. So. But here's the neatest thing that the Lord has shown us over the past few years. I think we anticipated that Martin's disability would be the hardest thing about being parents, and it has been, but we almost viewed it in a way that his disability would kind of be a detriment to our children, what we've seen is that God has used the brokenness of Martin's disability to create in our kids just this character. He has done this work in the lives of our kids, not through the great things we've done as parents, but through our endurance during the hardest parts, the hardest aspects of us parenting, which is Martin's disability. And it always makes me think of Romans 5, where Paul calls us to rejoice in our suffering because it's suffering that produces character, suffering that produces endurance, suffering that produces hope. And it's so beautiful to see that in the lives of our kids. Like, we can't just, I wish we could just send them to Vacation Bible School to learn things like character and endurance. And not that, you know, scripture memory and all those things don't play a role in it, but it is through the suffering that we as parents are so quick to want to protect our children from suffering. We want to solve the suffering that our kids are going through, rather than there's some suffering that we need to allow them to feel, because that is the way the scriptures tell us that godly character really is built in with our kids.
Laura, we're fighting the clock. It's unbelievable how fast time has gone. But hey, I'm so excited. What a delightful conversation, tough conversation. But hope you'll come back and join us again on the broadcast tomorrow and continue this conversation about, hey, your new book especially, So Long Normal, Living and Loving the Free Fall of Faith.
Laura, on behalf of my son and co-host Dr. Zach Clinton and our entire team here at Life, Love, Faith, and Family, we're so honored you could join us. I look forward to finishing our conversation tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
Don't miss the world's premier Christian counseling conference event, the 2025 AACC United World Conference. It has sold out the last 10 times in a row, and this one is shaping up to be the best one ever. Returning to the magnificent Opryland Hotel in Nashville, September 2025. With amazing plenary experts, over 50 leading pre-con workshops, over 25 counseling and recovery tracks, and over 175 clinical, academic, and biblical workshops, so you can tailor the conference to meet your personal and professional goals. This year's World Conference features world-leading and dynamic experts like Kurt Thompson, Henry Cloud, Tyler Vanderweel, Harold Koenig, Tim Timberlake, Gary Chapman, Daniel Amen, Lisa Turkhurst, Jenny Allen, Tim and Zach Clinton, and so much more. Enjoy incredible praise and worship with special guests, Chris Tomlin, Katie Nicole, and Micah Tyler. Make plans to attend now. The World Conference has sold out the last 10 times in a row, with nearly 7,000 counselors and mental health and ministry leaders from all 50 states and 40 different countries represented. Register now for the best savings at worldconference.net. That's worldconference.net. The 2025 AACC United World Conference. See you in September.
Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be. At Christian Care Connect, our mission is to connect those seeking help with a provider who offers the faith-based care they need. At CCC, we offer free mental health assessments for the user to help gauge their psychological and emotional well-being, as well as free self-help blog resources to help educate readers on topics such as depression, anxiety, and more. Christian Care Connect bridges the gap between those seeking help and the caregivers offering it, fostering connections rooted in clinical excellence. If you're looking for help, it's closer than you think. And if you're a provider who's ready to offer help, this site is for you too. Visit ChristianCareConnect.com to find the help you need or get listed as a provider. That's ChristianCareConnect.com.
Do people ever come to you asking for help? Maybe hope? How about prayer? Do you ever wish you understood the issues better that people are wrestling with? Or how about how to use the Bible more effectively in caring for people? If so, I'd love to get a copy of our Care and Counsel Bible in your hands, featuring 116 topics written by some of the world's best mental health and ministry experts. I think you'll love it. Topics like discouragement, abuse, depression, divorce, anxiety, abortion, and more. So you can learn more about these issues and how to use the Bible more effectively, how to share passages of Scripture with others, maybe even yourself, as you're sitting down over a cup of coffee. You know what I love most about this Bible is that it's so easy to use. You can find right up front an index with subjects, key passages of Scripture, personality profiles, and so much more to go to. So you can use the Bible more effectively in caring for other people. The Care and Counsel Bible right now is retailing for $85. We're going to make it available to you for just $49.99 plus shipping. I think you're going to love it. Hey, for more information about how you can get this Bible right now, go to careandcounsel.com. That's careandcounsel.com.